Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From beheadings to mutilations, you can point to pretty much any game and find something grimy going on. But today I thought I'd take a look at the titles that laughed in the faces of these depictions of death before unveiling scenes that scream straight out of a Saw movie. So from the gruesome to the downright ridiculous, let's take a stroll and sever some spines. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 brutal video game finishing moves you won't believe exist. Number 10, The Knife Chandelier, The Punisher. As you might expect from a game based on The Punisher, there is a ton of killing to be done. But while it is indeed possible to shoot and stab your way through the seedy belly of the criminal underworld, there's far more creativity and carnage to be found in any of the game's environmental kills. You can shove opponents into furnaces or even behead them with a bloody window, but these pale in comparison to the unofficially dubbed Knife Chandelier. As when you corner an enemy in a section of the game that has a series of knives hanging above a counter, you can use this to scare the absolute bejesus out of your enemies. You rattle the knife holder furiously over them, making it rain down blades that only narrowly miss your panicking target, and when you're finished getting all of that juicy gossip from them, why not reward their compliance by letting the final knife plunge into them? I mean, hey, it's the Punisher. He's not in the business of handing out warm soup and hugs, is he? Number 9, The Stealth Takedown. Deadpool. Naturally, a game involving Deadpool, DC's patron saint of satire, is going to parody whatever game genre it's based around, and here it almost definitely takes the piss out of the stealth takedowns made famous in other superhero games like Spider-Man or the Arkham titles. What's funny about these aforementioned games is that they always seem to have really loud final punches for their air quote stealth takedowns, which is anything but subtle, so of course Deadpool has an absolute field day with this. Here, the merc with the mouth shoots an entire clip of ammo into the back of his foes, often before sarcastically remarking that this might have been slightly too loud. It is so harsh seeing the amount of lead that he fills his foes with, especially when one to the head would have been more than enough. I mean, nothing like being unable to identify a body to drive home your point, right? Number 8, The Dragon Takedown, God of War 2018. Pretty much every single finishing move Kratos does in the entire God of War game is insanely brutal. He tears monsters in half, he slams down stone blocks onto defeated giants, and generally disembowels any rude monsters within a 5-foot radius. It is glorious, glorious fun. However, amongst all of this beautiful bloodshed, there is one move that is totally overlooked, and that's the final combo that takes down the electric dragon, and I am going to butcher his name, Hraelzl. H-R-A-E-Z-L-Y-R. Hraelzl. It says it in the game and I've just forgotten it. It is very easy to miss how violent this ending sequence is, because you'll no doubt be recovering from the fact that you have just fought a bloody dragon inside this game. But even if you were watching, you could actually miss a crucial detail, namely that the final crystal that you lodge into it manages to explode the neck of the dragon clean away. So when it falls, you can see a gap right through its entire body, meaning that if the explosion alone didn't kill it, the fact that it couldn't breathe afterwards definitely would have. Rough stuff. Number 9, Red Man's Ball Barrage, Def Jam Fight for New York. Finishing moves in fighting games are 10 a penny. There's nothing like driving your point home by impaling, crushing, or obliterating your opponent. And yet for some reason, Red Man's finisher from Def Jam Fight for New York looks like it would hurt more than 99% of the rest of these. And that is down to, well, plainly because it absolutely hammers your ballsack into oblivion. Starting out with a few well-placed plum punches, he throws you face down into the concrete before taking those big boots and delivering a devastating dick destroyer destroyer that sees your opponent coughing up blood. And if that wasn't bad enough, then just remember that his opening taunt was how he was going to rip your tongue out and lick his ass with it. So most likely there's even more pain to come after the fight. Still, absolutely brilliant game. Why did you have to ruin it with Icon? Icon was dog shit. Number 6, Hokuto 100 Fist Rush. Fist of the North Star, Lost Paradise. Anyone even vaguely familiar with the Fist of the North Star franchise will be well aware that this is born and raised on hilarious over-the-top fighting moves, and Lost Paradise is absolutely chocker with sickening moves to choose from. Yet there is one crowning glory that stands head and shoulders above all others, because should you choose to carry out the Hokuto 100 Fist Rush, you will initially maybe be a bit disappointed, seeing as it looks like nothing has really happened to the guy you just punched like 7 million times. But you just wait, because then your foe begins to glow and suddenly puff up, and then boom, he explodes into tiny, tiny pieces. If you are not at all consumed with childlike wonder and a kind of messed up joy the first time that you see this move, then this franchise definitely may be a little bit too wild for you. But if this got you giggling, then Lost Paradise, it is definitely the game for you. Number 5, the Pixie Chainsaw Takedown, Manhunt. There are few moments as uniquely bizarre as your takedown of the final boss in Manhunt. After chasing and being chased by an unstable man in a pig mask for a good 10 minutes, performing stealth takedowns along the way, you're finally given a way to take Pixie out. Now bear in mind, this guy is absolutely an abhorrent person, killing people for cash as the star of snuff movies made by this guy, so take how happy I am when I describe how you kill him with a pinch of salt. Luring the berserker pig man onto a fragile grate has him break through it, although instead of falling to the ground below, he clings onto the ledge for dear life. However, you've just grabbed his chainsaw, and thus you've gained the ability to brutally chop his arms off, which is some pretty huge overkill given how you could have just stood on his hands. However, this is not a game of subtlety, and so down you go, Pixie. Enjoy the fall, you stinky oinker. Number 4, the Von Twirling Killer Takedown, Mad World. How people ever forget about Mad World is anyone's guess. It is utterly glorious, and as a game that pushed the M ratings boundary to have released on the Wii is quite frankly insane. Every boss you encounter in Mad World faces some huge form of grisly fate, but the biggest gore fest of them all has to be when you take down the man bestowed with the delightful name of the Von Twirling Killer. Now, we don't get to know much about this mechanical mystery aside from the fact that his uniform appears to be Nazi-esque, and when you consider what you do to him after, does make it a lot better, because side note, fuck Nazis. After completing the first phase of the fight, you tear off one of the Twirling Killer's arms in an effort to prevent him from doing some of his lethal twirls, but this doesn't actually seem to convince him not to fight you, so you have to tear the other one off, punch him into the air, and then grind him into a pulp on one of his own jet engines. Absolutely brutal, but then, as I said before, fuck Nazis. Number 3, this is me, Guilty Gear Xrd. As a surgical maniac who wears a bag over his head, Faust has long been one of the most eccentric characters in the Guilty Gear series. Now this isn't a bad thing, however, because it meant that the franchise's developers could go fully hog wild when they designed his fighting moveset, and this resulted in one of the most meme-worthy and over-the-top finishers in any fighting game ever. This is me sees the good doctor perform plastic surgery on his unfortunate enemy, which transforms their eyes into a dramatized anime appearance. Yes, you heard me right, this character's final move is to weeb it up real good on his victims, and it is utterly hilarious. It is the actions of a lunatic, and made all the better when you consider that some of the other fighters in this title take things a lot more seriously. Just try not to imagine what he's done with the original eyes. Number 2, Inner Workings, Mortal Kombat 10. Of course, no discussion of brutal video game moves is complete without a little check-in on Mortal Kombat, and oh look, someone's entire internal organs are being pulled out by Ermac. Good. Great. Love it. I mean, honestly, what do you want me to say? It's gross, it's absolutely brutal, and yet I can't stop watching it. Ah, look at him go. Whew. He'll sleep well tonight, the little tyke, won't he? And number one, the used toilet takedown, Sleeping Dogs. Sleeping Dogs is a game that, from the outside, you might expect to have a GTA level of violence, in that there'd be moments of extreme harm or gore, but used sparingly for dramatic effect. But by the time that you've drowned somebody in a used urinal, you might start to realise that this may be a little bit more intense. While moments like stabbing someone with a sailfish or blending their face off is satisfyingly violent, it also is somehow less gross than rubbing a man's face into grotty, stained porcelain. Because somehow, every single time that you use this move, it's in a used toilet or urinal. At one point, you even sneak attack a guy who's mid-flow in order to dunk him right in the toilet that he was using, which is just wrong on so many levels. While the video game world is full of brutal takedowns, notably few of them involve blasting your opponent in their own urine, so this one feels like a whole lot worse. As the old saying goes, let sleeping dogs lie, or they will drown you in your own piss. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.